ABC Radio Australia.
In the final leaders' debate last night, New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said that she'll step down as party leader if she loses this weekend's election.
Jacinda Ardern, if you become Prime Minister next week, will you stay on for a full term?
Yes.
If you don't win, would you stay on as Leader of the Opposition?
No.
However, the prospect of her actually doing that looks remote, with the latest TVNZ opinion poll putting her party in a 15-point lead at 46% over the National Party's 31%. But after a month's postponement due to COVID-19, New Zealanders will finally head to the polls tomorrow to vote in their general election and in two major referenda. Even though the country has largely quashed COVID-19, extra precautions will be taken for voters, including increasing the number of voting places, and social distancing and hand sanitising will be enforced at voting booths. But almost a million eligible Kiwi voters live overseas, and the majority of them are in Australia. But as Jordan Fennell reports, just 42,000 are enrolled to vote.
Audrey Sherwin has had a very different voting experience this year as a Kiwi living in Melbourne. In past years, she's visited in-person polling booths in the city, but with the COVID pandemic shutting most in-person voting down, she's taken her vote online.
First of all, went online, checked that I was all up to date, which I am because I make sure of that. Downloaded the forms, clicking, it's got a number at the top that's for your specific vote, so you can't like do it twice or something. Fill in your vote, have it witnessed. I was in at my other job that day and actually got my boss to witness it, which was lovely. And then just scanned, uploaded, done. So easy.
It's a big election year with the incumbent Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern vying to stay in the top job after weathering a terrorist attack, volcanic eruption and a global pandemic all in her first term. This election also brings with it two referendums where voters must decide whether recreational cannabis use should become legal and whether to give people with a terminal illness the option of assisted dying. Ms. Sherwin, who is a palliative care nurse, says her decision on the end-of-life care choice was easy.
I'm in the privileged position to see people at the end of their life, and whilst good palliative care can take care of the symptoms, the nausea and vomiting, the pain, the, you know, what have you, the breathlessness, it's not necessarily about being free from pain and free from nausea and having quality of life. Sometimes it's about dignity. I'm definitely an advocate for it.
To be eligible to vote, Kiwi citizens living overseas need to have visited New Zealand in the last 3 years, while permanent residents have had to return once in the last year. They've been allowed to vote in person in some countries, but COVID-19 has meant that's not possible everywhere. And even before the global pandemic, New Zealand's allowed people to download their voting forms and either mail, fax or re-upload them once they've had their say. That suited Audrey Sherwin, who's in Melbourne.
I had no qualms about it. And the really amazing thing, because they then get scanned and uploaded, you get to keep your voting papers. I've got to keep my referendum paper that I am going to frame and put on my damn wall.
But Auckland University political scientist Julian Molyneux says online voting does come with some security risks.
In this case, people aren't voting on the internet itself. They're downloading paper, which they're filling out. They're then having to copy that paper, either by taking a photograph or they're having to scan it. And then they upload that copy or that facsimile of their paper to the server, and it's transmitted through the internet to the Electoral Commission. At the Electoral Commission then, they have a lot of security protocols in place. They de-encrypt it, they make sure that everything is traced carefully and accounted for. But they can't control what happens at the voter's end. They can't control the security of the computer or the devices they might be using, and they can't control the internet networks and what might happen there.
But she says it means people get to cast their vote, which is their democratic right.
There's always trade-offs. If you were to design an election system that was totally secure, it would actually be really inaccessible. There'd be so many hoops that everyone would have to vote, would have to step through, that your turnout would be lower. So they're doing these trade-offs all the time, including the parliamentary election right now, where New Zealanders are voting in person mostly, where we don't have to turn up with photo ID. Well, that's a security weakness, But what it means is people that don't have photo ID or people who forget their photo ID aren't turned away from voting. So they do these trade-offs all the time.
Voting for overseas New Zealanders opened on September 30th, and Audrey Sherwin says as a politically engaged person, she voted the very first day that she could. So it was a pretty big shock when she discovered that of the more than 500,000 Kiwis eligible to vote who are living in Australia, just 42,000 have enrolled to vote this year.
Every Kiwi I know has voted. Yeah. So it's not from my circle that they're not doing it.
Experts estimate more than 1 million Kiwis live overseas. But because voting isn't compulsory in New Zealand, political scientist Julian Molyneux says the number of those people who actually vote is small.
Those that would be eligible to vote is a smaller portion than that. Those that enroll is a smaller portion again. And of the people who vote, who are enrolled to vote, that's another smaller portion too. So in 2014, only 40% of New Zealanders enrolled to vote overseas actually did.
But she says overseas votes still can have an impact on results, given the 3.7 million people in New Zealand enrolled to vote.
There's 72,000 people the last time I looked are eligible to vote, enrolled to vote from overseas this time. Last election, over 60,000 people did. And that's bigger than an electorate for an MP here in New Zealand. So it's still quite a lot of, yeah, it's still quite a lot of people. If they all who were eligible all enrolled and then all did vote, that's a lot of votes, and that's enough votes to swing an election.
Strategist Tracy Lee used to be one of those Kiwis living overseas, spending 15 years between New York, Shanghai and Amsterdam. She says she voted in every single New Zealand election while living away from home.
In the olden days, I mean, it was quite a ceremony because you enrolled by paper and then on the election day you had to go to the consulate. So you'd make quite an event out of it. By the time I was in China, you could fax it in, which is hilarious. You actually still can. I haven't seen a fax for a long time. And then when I was in Amsterdam for the 2017 election, it was just amazing to be able to upload it.
But in conversations with other Kiwi friends, she found that there was a lot of misunderstanding and misinformation of how the overseas voting process works.
No one seemed to know that there was online voting, and this is the third election at that. So people thought that they'd missed enrollment deadline, and you're like, actually, you can enroll all the way up till midnight the night of the election. And then when I dug into the numbers and I realised how bleak it was when you're talking about 1 in 10 people voting, I was like, this is a disaster. We have to do something about it.
So while being home for the 2020 election, she was keen to boost the overseas voting numbers and started the Every Kiwi Vote Counts campaign.
My name is Victor. I live in Russia. This year, I'll be doing my best to influence the New Zealand general election.
Her campaign video stars a Russian character named Victor, who encourages overseas Kiwis to meddle in this year's election, a tongue-in-cheek reference to the accusations the Russian government interfered in the 2016 US elections.
Come on, Kiwis, live overseas. This October, I invite you to meddle in New Zealand election.
She says that so far, her campaign has had a wide reach.
Nearly 100,000 have engaged with it, so shared it or liked it. And the comments, I mean, are just a delight. So there's been lots of dialogue. And then you've seen people tagging their friends because we've got a little prompt about friends don't let friends not vote.
While the true impact of the campaign won't really be known until after the election, the New Zealand Electoral Commission says that overseas voting numbers are up this year compared to the same time last poll. Around 23,000 people have uploaded their voting papers so far, an increase of about 60%. Tracy says that these numbers are encouraging and hopes to see many more people get online before voting closes on Saturday.
But I also would just urge everyone, it's not too late. You can enroll. Even if you're enrolled, you can do that until midnight, the night before the election. It doesn't take too long, and it's easy.